Hello loves, this is one of my random episodes that I was just thinking about recording when I was doing my little run this morning, and I still am out and about, so if you hear noises etc. then that is why. But I wanted to chat about many different things, but the theme I guess of this episode is going to be about having a period and how our body changes throughout our cycle and how you can feel like a completely different person. Well, I do, and this is what I want to share because I'm sure so many of you will be able to relate. You can feel like a completely different person throughout different parts of your cycle. So I am on day 5 of my bleed, and I usually bleed for about 5 days. I mean, everyone is different, and I'm very regular as well. Like I'm really connected to my body, and I know when I ovulate, and I do track my cycle and all of that. So if you don't track your cycle, I recommend getting the app Flow, F-L-O. I think it's like £20 a year or something like that. And it's really, really good for insights because I don't use any contraception. Yep, we're totally just going into sex and bleeding and all the things on a Sunday morning as I record this. I don't use any contraception, so I actually take my temperature every morning. Then I know when I've ovulated, and then I can avoid sex or have safe sex during the times that I'm fertile because we don't want to try for children. Anyway, I recommend that if you're not doing that already, just to connect deeply with your body and your feminine cycle. And today I feel completely different to the last week. So for me, about 3 to 4 days before I start to bleed, I feel really tired, a little bit annoyed. Like, I know I'm really happy and positive, and you know, I've done so much work, I can just let things go. But I definitely notice a difference hormonally, that I just feel a bit more annoyed. I've got less patience with Wouter, my husband. Not that he really needs much patience, but just in general. And so I notice that, and then I start to notice my stomach getting swollen and like me holding on to more water. And because I've done so much body image work and body acceptance work, that's completely fine. It doesn't mean anything. I just notice that it's different to the other times during my cycle. And so I noticed that like 4 days, 3 to 4 days before. And then I actually know 9 times out of 10 when I'm going to start bleeding. I'm like, I'm going to start bleeding today. I can just feel it. And the moment I start bleeding, like, it's like my body, it obviously doesn't double in size, but it feels that way. So like, I can't do my trousers up that used to fit me like a week before. I'm just bloated, puffy. Like, I just feel, you can't see my face right now because this is a podcast, I just feel like ugh, like, you know the feeling of just ugh. I feel that, and then I'm obviously hungry because it does, just because you're on your period, it doesn't mean you're less hungry, but it's a weird feeling because you feel like full and bloated and heavy and ugh, but you're also hungry. And then that, it triggers some stuff, you know. This is why I wanted to record this. And each period can be different. It depends on what you emotionally have been holding on to, in my opinion. If you've got a lot to release and let go of, it's more painful. The one before this was super painful because I had a lot to release, but this one wasn't so painful. It was a bit painful. And I know everyone has different experiences during the menstrual cycle and their period. This was a little bit painful, but there was a lot of bloating. And for me, this cycle, for some reason, well, there's always a reason because it's always ready to be healed if it's coming up to the surface. I've had a friend come to stay with me, and I started bleeding the day she literally came. So ideally, I would cocoon myself for a few days and just be inward because I need to rest more. But that wasn't the case this time, and that's also okay. You know, she's a really close friend and we speak openly about everything. But I did push myself more than I would have done if I had the days to myself. I would have done less. So I noticed my body was probably reacting to that. But because we've been out and about doing nice things, eating different places, it's like this old kind of, it wasn't an acute trigger, it wasn't like an anxiety response, but just reflecting on my run this morning, I've just noticed that because I was like feeling so bloated, and here's that word again, ugh, it definitely is more of a feeling for me, because going back to body acceptance, like, is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And it's a moment by moment, day by day experience and choice and mindset. And then surrender is the embodiment of acceptance. And so now I've been practicing acceptance and surrender for 6 years. It's a lot easier to me. So to be honest, the physical stuff, like when I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, like I look so bloaty and puffy and like my body's so different, like so quickly, I'm fine with that because I've done a lot of work around that. And I honestly don't care, because I don't make it mean anything about me, and my self-worth isn't attached to what I think my body looks like. But feeling wise, I still get a bit triggered with that. So you know how I keep using that word, ugh? Feeling that way in my body, I don't like it. I mean, who would like it? But as humans, we tend to try and avoid pain and uncomfortableness as much as possible, which makes sense, but that's not always the case. As a human, we just have to feel everything. So where I'm going with this is, because I've been feeling bloated and stuff, it's reminded me in the past when I just used to like binge, and you know, when I used to have the on and off fuck it switch, which I'm sure many of you understand, and I probably have yourself. I didn't press that switch because I've done too much healing for that to happen. But what I did notice was, because I felt bloated and then all of that anyway, and it kind of unconsciously reminded me of the times when I would just quote binge and then start again tomorrow, some of those old behaviors came up, meaning I would, like when I was with my friend and in different situations and had more food around me, I would just eat past fullness, which is completely okay. Again, it doesn't mean anything. It's no biggie, it's just food. But I would do that for like the whole time, the whole period actually. I've been eating past fullness, just this last period just gone, which is still, it's still in. I would eat past fullness. I wouldn't judge myself because the emotional work I've already done and let go of, but I would feel really uncomfortable. And then I'd kind of be like eating it just for the sake of it. And then I'd be like, oh, well, whilst I'm here, I may as well get this and eat this because I'm not here for a while, which again is okay. But it was just really interesting for me to see and reflect that I wouldn't have done that if I wasn't feeling the way I was feeling physically in my body. I would have just continued as I always do now. And that's completely tuning into my body and being like, do I want this? Shall I take it for later? Shall I just leave this because I actually don't want it? Or shall I box it up and take it back for Wouter? Or whatever. So I just noticed that I was going into some old behaviours of eating for the sake of it, not listening to my body. And again, that doesn't mean anything. My worth isn't attached to what I eat or what my body looks like, but it is something that I noticed. And then now, today, which is day 5 of my bleed, I've woke up feeling so different. Like I feel like the bloating has just gone overnight, which is weird because I'm still slightly bleeding and I haven't changed my eating habits in any way, even with the quote, I say quote overeating, because I believe that the word overeating isn't helpful, because then you're saying there's like an imaginary line, which is not okay. And that's not true, because who even cares if you eat past fullness? It really doesn't matter. But I ate past fullness last night again as well. But then I woke up this morning, just almost like my hormones have switched off, like, and they're changing again. And I feel completely different, and the bloating is gone. And I felt like actually going on a run this morning, hence why I'm just finishing that and having a chat with you guys now, or you queens, should I say, not guys. I mean, come on. Who says I'm downgrading you to the word guys? No, scrap that. Which is why I'm having a chat with you queens, because it's just so fascinating to me to reflect back and be like, wow, what have I learned about this? Like, number one, our bodies we cannot control. I mean, that's something that I've learned a long time ago, which is why I can live in food freedom and body love, because I know I can't control my body unless I want to live in a restricted eating disorder for the rest of my life. No thank you. So we can't control our bodies, and our bodies can change so quickly. And to just keep surrendering, accepting, and being curious. And so what I'm going to learn next period is that I actually am going to make an effort and set an intention to tune into my body and listen to her. And even if I do feel ugh and full and bloaty and just meh, how many times have I said that word? Don't even know how you spell it. I'm actually going to make an effort to tune into her, not so I can eat less, because that is not the point here, but just so I can see if I can support myself better and feel physically better as I'm bleeding through my period. And so I just wanted to share that with you. Like I said, it's just a complete ramble. It just came to me. I just wanted to see if anything that I've said today has been supportive for you. Please let me know. And also let me know if you experience something similar. So in terms of, and I want to do this and I keep forgetting, I might do it this cycle actually, just to show you of a physical picture of how my body changes throughout my cycle without anything changing around my food. I mean, this cycle I have, like I've shared with you, eaten way more than I would normally because it just obviously triggered something and I was just not listening. And like I say, it's completely fine. My body knows what to do with it and I trust it. And I'm just listening to her and connecting to her again. Where was I even going with this? Don't even know. Sorry. I was literally in the middle of a sentence, did a divergent, and then now don't know how to finish my sentence. You'll probably know where I was going to go with this. So yeah, just surrender, accept. Let me know if you experience something similar. And I love you all so much. Have a beautiful Sunday if you're listening to this today. Mwah. Oh, no, actually, I've just ended that. And then I think I remembered partially what I wanted to say, but I actually wanted to say something else as well. I think so. What I was first trying to say, then I lost my sentence, I think I've not listened back, was something to do with I was going to take pictures of my body throughout my cycle to show you the difference of how I look without changing anything to do with my eating, because it's so natural for our bodies to completely change during our cycle. And also each cycle can be different. So I guess the message of this part is to just accept, surrender. And this is the second thing I remembered I wanted to say. And this quote was on, we have bamboo toilet paper. Yes, I am going somewhere with this. And so it's like just plain brown toilet paper that doesn't look very nice, but it's helping the planet and all that. And so they cover them in really cool, colourful, different paper packet things wrapped around each roll, individual roll. And there's like a quote on each one and they change all the time. And then this one that I read yesterday was like a pink paper with like a sea wave on it, and then it said, the quote was, ride the wave. And then that's what made me think of recording this. As I was running, I was reflecting this morning on what I wanted to say. It's all about riding the wave. So riding the body image trigger wave, riding the feeling blur wave, riding the wave of sadness, riding the wave of happiness. That's what life is all about. If we learn how to surf, we can just ride the waves. If we're trying to fight the waves, well, number one, it's impossible to fight the wave. Well, you can fight it, but you're not actually going to achieve anything, right? You can't control a wave. You just got to learn to surf. And surfing can, well, I don't know, I've not actually surfed, but I'm assuming surfing can be scary, especially when a really big fuck off wave comes along. It can be very scary, but if you can just ride the wave without trying to control it and using all your energy and suffering and getting drowned by it and just ride it, then everything's so much better. So as I said, I woke up today feeling a lot better physically. I don't physically feel meh anymore. But that's nothing to do with my eating. It's just to do with my hormones. So I will be quiet now, but that's what I wanted to say. So let me try again. Have a lovely day. Let me know if you like these random rambles. That's a good little series, isn't it? Random Rambles with Victoria. You can tell Hero is drinking in the background. He always has egg after we've been for a run, so he has egg day on a Sunday. So cute. Anyway, my loves, speak to you later. Big love.